Reading with Purpose by Nancy Wilson. Overview. Nancy Wilson's message to the Christian is that the Christian doesn't just read just to check off a box on a list. The Christian reads to share the nature and characteristic of God, who is also a storyteller. The things a Christian reads aren't thought of in a vacuum of space between one's ears, but should be thought about with and through the Christian worldview. Review. As a Christian, I am beholden by the desire and conviction to see all things through the lens of the Christian worldview. Literature is one of those important things where an internal and external look will not only benefit to glean the most of a book, but also see parts are true or not. It is not to say that unbelievers cannot write good books. Part of looking at the internal critique is whether the author sits well in his or her viewpoint and see how far it takes them. When they run out of road, so to speak, is where the external critique comes into play. All that to say that this book might be of some help in reminding one how to get the most out of a book they come in contact with. A child storybook, a historical biography, a science fiction space opera, or a medical drama, all are written out via a worldview and then taken in via a possible opposing worldview. Wilson does a good job showing the different epochs of time in general. What falters is not adding to the length to go into more detail about those periods and how they're characterized by books that were popular, and not just knowing the periods of history and pointing to the books that show those worldviews in action. There is a section at the beginning of talking about looking at what a story or a book says about God, man, life, etc., and seeing if it's true. Sometime should have been taken to show in what ways those various stages in history have shown some true as a way to point to the common imago Dei shared that these periods will show. There is also some commentary about poor writing in regards to books like Left Behind. Sure, call for the theology to be in disagreement with the authors. However, the calling of writing as being poor needed to show some proof. This part early in the book treads too much on the common ground probably shared by most of the readers, but causing one to ask, and not just with this collection of books, well, where does poor writing come into play, and where does bad theology, anthropology, biology, ethics start? The trade-off of brevity for further help is felt. However, as a first exposure piece to literature critique from a worldview perspective, and the importance of parents, educators, Christians to do their due diligence, it does offer a good first stepping stone. Final grade, C.